So when Tracy and I retire, we're looking to spend quite a bit of time away from the UK. Initially travelling, maybe retiring somewhere. I'm not quite sure yet, but we have been having a look. A few months ago, we went to Malta and we made a video there where we explored their retirement visa, how much pension you need to have to go there, how much you needed to spend on a property and or rent a property, and how you accessed the local health services, that kind of thing. And we actually found Malta was really welcoming, actually, as long as you came to the island with enough money to support yourself and you didn't want to work, things are pretty straightforward, really. And it makes sense. We'd be spending our money in the local shops and bars and contributing to the local economy. We wouldn't be working, so we wouldn't really be a threat to the local job market either. So it ticked all the boxes for us, and we loved Malta. It was great. But next we went to Spain. We went to the lovely island of Lanzarote, and there we had a look at the non-lucrative visa, which means basically a visa where you won't be earning any money. And if you retire there, you basically can't earn any money. And we'd also have to demonstrate that we had sufficient pension to ensure that we again were able to positively contribute to the local economy in Spain without needing any welfare or taking any employment away from local people. Now, the locals on both these islands, Malta and Lanzarote, they find their local housing difficult to afford, really. And retirees run the risk of pushing up property prices. But there are some government schemes, though, and this helps locals to afford housing, make them a bit more affordable. So although this audience on this channel is mostly British, we do have a few Americans and quite a few different European viewers as well. So I thought it was about time I did a kind of reciprocal video, really, helping those people who watch us to understand what it's like to retire here in the UK. Now, having lived here in Britain for 55 years, I've seen quite a lot of the UK, really. I've got a pretty good understanding of what it's like to live here. So I want to talk about some of the fantastic areas that typically attract retirees in the UK. But I am embarrassed to say that until I did a little bit of research, I didn't know what was involved in somebody from, say, Malta or Lanzarote picking up sticks and retiring to the UK. I'm sure many of you watching this video do know the answer to this, but I really didn't until I started looking it up. But the answer is no. It's not possible to retire the UK. And the answer is no. It's not possible to retire to the UK. We cancelled our retirement visas here in the UK a few years ago now. So if you want to retire here from Europe or the US or anywhere else for that matter, there's no way for you to come to the UK to retire, no matter what you earn or what your status. So apologies to my audience from abroad who came to this video hoping to hear about the best places to retire. But I have pulled together some information anyway, and I'll run through this for those British nationals who may want to move to a different part of the UK when they retire. So here goes. So being an island nation, we've got lots and lots of shoreline. Much of it is extremely beautiful. If Tracy and I were to retire elsewhere in the UK, then high up on our list would be Northumberland. There you got miles and miles of kind of unspoiled beaches, lovely fresh seafood in all the little ports that you go to. Wherever you go, there's always historic castles to visit. And of course, what you find pretty much everywhere in the UK really is really friendly locals. Average house prices there are lower than average. The 223,000 versus a national average of 289,000. And they've actually dropped 3% over the last 12 months up in Northumberland as well. So relatively affordable at 223,000 if that could ever be classed as affordable. I mean, downside to Northumberland, kind of a clue in a name, North. It's in the UK, North generally means a bit cold and generally a bit wetter, which is why our next on the list is Cornwall. About as south as you can go, really. It's singularly beautiful, fresh fish wherever you go. average house prices are almost £100,000 dearer in Cornwall than Northumberland at £318,000. It's quite a big difference, that. And you'll generally find the cost of living higher in the south generally. And if you can afford it though, Cornwall is stunning. Definitely high up on the best places in the UK to retire to. So let's go inland to Derbyshire, one of Tracy and I's favourite places in the world. We're talking Bakewell, Buxton, Ashbourne, idyllic towns surrounded by stunning scenery, calmer, easier pace of life, cafes on the streets, babbling brooks, rolling hills. Absolutely love it. Average house prices are a bit lower than UK average at £244,000. I mean, where we currently live on the Wirral, we're only a stone's throw away across the Dee to North Wales. And most people who live where we are spent a lot of their childhood in the likes of Rhyl and Abersoch and Pafwelly. Now, up here on the Welsh coast, some areas haven't fared as well as others over the years. And Rhyl in particular and Prestatyn have been losing favour to the more kind of upmarket Abersoch and Conwy. Average house prices here, £253,000. Creeping up as more people realise how beautiful the North Wales coast is. If you like walking, there's no better place than Snowdonia. And if you're ever up this way, I'd recommend you visit Aberfalls. It's a bit of a hill walk, but really easy to do and definitely worth it. Now, if I'm looking much further north, I love Scotland. The most of the time I've spent there actually has been for work purposes, but I have spent quite a bit of time in Edinburgh and Glasgow. Both are amazing cities. Architecture is fantastic. I worked at Glasgow University for quite some time. Stunning buildings there and the grounds as well. If you ever get a chance to go up that way, it's definitely worth a look. And the average prices in Scotland are only £189,000. However, if you head for the cities like Glasgow, Edinburgh, Aberdeen, you know, you're not going to get much property for that kind of price. Beyond the cities though, Scotland's very affordable. About a stunning scenery as you can anywhere in the world, I think. So just a couple of glimpses of some of Tracy and I's favourite places where, you know, we'd head to if we decided to retire in the UK. Now, let me know in the comments where you'd go in the UK and why. And I'll see you on the next one. Cheers.